You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News. News items are compiled by Arnfried Walbrecht and delivered by me, your host, Leo Chavez. This episode covers the 23rd through the 29th of September 2019. Oracle Autonomous Linux is the world's first automated OS. Included in Oracle's Premier Support Package, this new offering from Oracle is able to control and monitor Windows and Linux systems. The focus is on keeping these operating systems up to date with patches, tuning, and diagnostic reporting, which in turn reduces downtime. Oracle claims a 30-50% reduction in total cost of ownership. Linux kernel 5.3 gets first point release. Through the usual mailing list announcement, 5.3.1 has been made available. Greg KH notes that this marks the series as stable and that all users of the 5.3 series should upgrade to 5.3.1 as soon as possible. Parrot 4.7 released with Linux kernel 5.2. This version of Parrot introduces a new sandbox feature which allows running applications in isolation. While the feature is disabled by default, it is trivial to turn it on and will eventually see its own menu entry. The menu itself has also been revamped to make it easier to find applications. Canonical releases new kernel live patch for Ubuntu 18.04 and 16.04. This live patch fixes a single high-priority issue, CVE-2019-14835. This flaw, discovered by Peter Pye, is a buffer overflow in the VertIO backend that would allow a user to escalate privileges and cause either a denial of service or code execution. Canonical recommends patching as soon as possible. Zorin OS 15 Education Edition officially released. Based on the same Zorin OS 15 released in June, this version of the OS focuses on the education world and includes apps like Scratch, Builder, and Fritzing, as well as offering control through the Veyon management console. Being downstream of Ubuntu 18.04, this version of Zorin will receive updates until April 2023. First Librem 5 Linux phones start shipping to customers around the world. The first batch is scheduled to ship from September 24th through October 22nd and will contain the Librem 5 board with all hardware components, an individual milled case with loose fit, varying alignment, and handcrafted unfinished switch caps. The second batch, shipping between October 29th and November 26th, will contain the second iteration of the Librem 5 board and all hardware components with an improved fit and alignment over the previous batch. There are 6 batches slated through Q4 of 2020. GNOME Foundation facing lawsuit from Rothschild Patent Imaging. In a short post on the GNOME.org news page, the GNOME Foundation says that it is facing a patent infringement lawsuit regarding Shotwell and wireless image distribution. The GNOME Foundation declines to comment further than claiming the suit is baseless. Univention Corporate Server publishes second point release for UCS 4.4. In this point release, Univention improves their API and web interface to bring it more in line with the command line counterpart by fixing issues like the inability to emulate certain CPUs without manual command line configuration. Other features include a new Docker engine, an updated Office 365 connector, UCS at school stability updates, and new apps. This has been another episode of Full Circle Weekly News. For more news and ramblings, find me at leochavez.org, follow me on Twitter at leochavez, or hear me and my fellow co-hosts on Mintcast. And I'll see you next week.